Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning. Welcome to Winning Every Day, the podcast where we start each day anchored in God's Word, energized by His promises, and positioned to win every single day. Wherever you're listening from, at home, in traffic, at work, or on your morning walk, I'm so glad you're here. Take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's receive together. Today's topic is The Promise Still Stands, and our Bible text is from Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, which says, God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Several years ago, the story of Colonel Sanders, the founder of KFC, circulated widely in books, blogs, and motivational speeches. What many people don't know is that before success found him, he was rejected over 1,000 times. His recipe was turned down by restaurants again and again. He was old, broke, and considered irrelevant by many. But one thing kept him going. He believed the vision placed in his heart still mattered. Eventually, one yes changed everything. Child of God, this morning I came to tell you something powerful. Rejection does not cancel a promise. Delay does not mean denial. And time does not weaken what God has spoken. The promise still stands. Have you ever believed God for something, and it feels like time is mocking your faith? You prayed, you fasted, you believed, but the door still hasn't opened. Can I ask you this morning, who told you the promise expired? Was it God? Or was it the pressure of waiting? The Bible reminds us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. God's promises are not seasonal. They are not affected by inflation, age, economy, or people's opinions. What God spoke over your life 5 years ago, 10 years ago, he still stands by it today. Remember Abraham. God promised him a son, but the promise took 25 years. Yet the Bible says in Romans chapter 4, verse 20 to 21 that Abraham did not waver through unbelief, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Let me ask you, what promise are you close to giving up on? What dream have you quietly placed on the shelf? What word from God are you tempted to reinterpret because of delay? Listen carefully. God does not need to revise his word to match your season. He waits for your faith to align with his truth. If you're tired today, hear this word, Isaiah 55 verse 11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire. You may feel weak, but God's word is not weak. You may feel unsure, but God is not uncertain. You may feel delayed, but heaven is not confused. The promise still stands. Let me speak God's word over your life. I declare over you today, every delayed promise is coming into alignment. Your waiting season will not end in shame in Jesus' name. What God spoke in secret will be manifested openly. Strength is returning to your faith. You will not miss your season in Jesus' name. Help is rising for you from unexpected places in Jesus' name. Your faith is being renewed right now. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. What did God promise you that still matters? Are you responding to delay with doubt or with trust? The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, though the vision tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not delay. Actions for the day. Today, I want you to 1. Write down one promise God gave you. 2. Thank God for it as if it has already happened. 3. Speak life over it out loud. Faith grows when we practice gratitude before manifestation. In conclusion, beloved, don't let the silence make you forget the voice that spoke. Don't let time intimidate your faith. Don't let delay rewrite God's word. God has not changed his mind about you. Your story is not over, and your promise is still valid. The promise still stands. And now, let's make our confession of faith for today together. Let's say this together, out loud if you can. Today, I believe God's word over my life. His promises are sure, his timing is perfect, and my faith is strong. I will not give up. I will not be afraid. What God has spoken concerning me shall surely come to pass. I am winning every day. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for every listener under the sound of my voice. We commit this day into your hands. Strengthen their faith where it has grown weak. Revive their hope where waiting has been long. Let every promise spoken by you come to life in its appointed time. Guide their steps today, protect them, and fill them with joy and peace. We declare that today is blessed, productive, and victorious for everyone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Subscribe, leave a review, and remember, you are not just surviving, you are winning every day. Have a pleasant day.
Through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.